This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Bill McKenzie, who's Director of Transportation at Johnson County School District No. 1. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Very nice to see you, and thank you for spending a moment to talk to 307 Net Radio. We're right on the edge. We're looking down the barrel of the new school year. In fact, it's just coming up next week as we talk about it, and an absolute integral part to any school district is how kids get to and from school, but also how they get to all the activities. And Johnson County has spread over quite a wide geographical area, and we're also very active. We like our kids to be involved in all sorts of extracurricular activities, but that kind of can also create a headache for school districts. There is a nationwide shortage of bus drivers. And I'm afraid Johnson County has not been immune to that problem. So what can you tell us about what you are able to offer parents and students for getting them to and from schools in Buffalo and Casey this coming school year?
Well, yes, there are some challenges with staffing of our transportation department, but we are very pleased and super excited to say that we're going to have a somewhat normal start. So we are going to be able to accomplish the routes that we did the previous year. We're not going to be able to include those in-town routes that we've had in the past due to lack of drivers. But we are super excited. We are going to be able to do all of our routes that we had last year, and we are not modifying them very much. We have one route that may do a little bit of a modification, but the majority of the routes are still going to be taken care of as usual. I was very pleased this last week we were able to onboard two new drivers, so that is a positive, and we're super excited to have them come in. They're fully credentialed with experience. One was 16 years of bus driving experience, and the other one has 7 years of bus driving experience. So anytime that we can put somebody behind the wheel that's experienced for our kids, of course that makes it safer, and it makes it easier to train them as to how things work here in Johnson County.
So that's very encouraging, because I know that it's been a real challenge to get bus drivers. What are the things that are... Why do you think people don't want to become a bus driver anymore? Well, can you just hurl more money at it, and will the problem go away?
I don't believe money is one thing. It is something that we have to look at. We have to be competitive with our dollars in. But the one thing that it is a broken schedule. So to be a route driver, you come in first thing in the morning, you get the students to school, and then you have the middle of the day, and then you have to come back to do that second piece of getting them home. And, you know, usually, traditionally, this was a retired person's job, and as we move forward, and with all of the activities and the different things that we're shuttling between schools and this and that, we have some full-time status, and a lot of our drivers are becoming younger. They're taking on dual roles. They're doing some other things within the school district. So I would say that the typical bus driver of yesteryear is changed. The job description has changed a little bit. But I think the biggest challenge is with that split schedule. Of course, pay is always something that we have to be competitive with. We were able to add to our base and take a step on our pay scale. So we've had an independent company come in and do some research, and we're very... Very competitive as far as bus drivers go across the state. We actually have one of the better pay scales, comparatively speaking, with other districts of our typical size and nature. So I think the biggest thing is just that people are a little bit scared of having the commercial driver's license. They don't understand the relationships that they may make with the students that we have here in Johnson County, which is what really keeps our drivers coming back. I have a lot of drivers that are always saying, my kids, my route, my bus. And they become very attached to their students. As you know, they spend and they see them. They are the frontline service for Johnson County School District. We are essentially the first thing they see in the morning and the last thing they see at night. And we do our best, and our goal is to get them safely to school with the frame of mind ready to learn. And we're very proud of the drivers we currently have. Like I said, all of our drivers have come back from last year. We only had a couple that moved on, some of them due to health reasons or retirement. But I'm super proud of the class that we have of drivers, and they're very committed.
That sounds great and very reassuring as a parent, you know, that you've got very skilled, qualified, friendly, competent drivers driving your kids to and from school, especially in the winter, because the roads get icy and slippery and you're concerned about it. And obviously school buses are jammed full of kids and backpacks and so on, and you know, those things can be risky.
Well, I definitely agree with you there. It does have some risk to it, but we have a collaborative piece here in Johnson County, and we work with our local road and bridge. YDOT has been tremendous working with us as well, and we definitely do not put anybody on the road unless we're sure that we're able to make that work. That's one of the nice things that I do tell the drivers. It is their decision. So if they feel like, hey, this is not working out, this is really too scary today, then we'll turn around and we'll go ahead and have to modify that route or cancel that route. And I'm really glad that the people of Johnson County are able to understand that and see that with us. Sometimes, you know, it can change within 10 miles here in Buffalo. You know, you go 10 miles south, it could be balmy, or 10 miles north, it could be horrendous. So we're able to collaborate with our local authorities, and we really make an educated decision before we send any of those buses out.
So is there a difference between regular route drivers who do, as you described, that sort of morning and afternoon to and from school, and activities drivers?
There is. We do have those tiers, those different levels. The activity driver is considered a full-time driver, and they are, of course, assigned to activities. They're the ones that travel around the state. As you well know, we have more activities than we have activity drivers. So we have route drivers that actually drive activities as well. So you may see that your driver may drive your student Monday through Thursday, and then there always seems like they're absent on Friday. And that's because they're taking up a role as an activity driver, and we have to bring a substitute in to take care of that route piece. So the activity drivers are the biggest fans of the KC Buckaroos and the Buffalo Bison. They're the ones that are always in the gymnasiums, you know, and they follow those kids. They really develop a relationship. There are more accomplished drivers. We really, you know, not that any of our drivers are not, but those guys put a lot of miles on, and they spend a lot of time away from home. They do the overnight trips, and it's usually weekends when, you know, the students are traveling, so they spend some time away from their families. So they're very dedicated individuals as well.
They're very dedicated, and, you know, anybody who's had a student in the high school who's been involved in sports or other extracurricular activities knows that those bus drivers put in long hours, and you set off early in the morning, you're with the kids all the way through their games, and then you may well not be coming home till very late at night. They definitely, you know, are troopers when it comes to that. So talking about buses for a moment, behaviour and security on buses, to a certain extent, it falls on the bus driver who's also trying to drive the bus to, you know, kind of just, especially on routes where there isn't another supervising adult. How does that work for you?
So, luckily, we are blessed here in Johnson County to have great students and great parents. But we do have those times when behavior does become an issue. So, our buses are equipped with cameras, audio and video cameras, and they work infrared, so they work at night as well. So the driver, the driver's first job is to drive the bus, of course. So we don't tolerate a lot of behavioral problems on a normal school bus route. We address those as they come in. We do, with our building principals, we'll review the videotape, and the driver will then be interviewed, and we'll work with those students. So, luckily, you know, we haven't had a lot of behavioral problems in Johnson County on our school buses, but we do have that technology in place. We also, if we continue to have one or two routes that happen to have a problem, then we move into a para situation where we have an aide that will come ride that bus to make sure everything is okay. Because, like I said, first and foremost, that driver's job is to drive safely to and from school. So, if they're spending all their time looking in the mirror, making sure that the students are seated or, you know, following the bus rules, then they're really, it's almost like distracted driving. So we try and prevent that and take care of it as fast as we can, but the technology really helps us there. And sometimes it is a communication problem. Sometimes we'll review that footage and it'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, it really wasn't this student, it was this other student, and then we're able to take care of it. But for the most part, with the understanding of the parents and the principals and the staff within the school, the students are very compliant with the bus rules in Johnson County.
Thank you. And, you know, obviously security on buses is a big issue, and when kids are going to activities, there are coaches and other adults there, so there is an extra eye on them.
Correct.
You know, even when it's late at night and so on, and they're coming back and so on. So your budget, how much does all this cost Johnson County School District?
Well,
the price of fuel, of course, goes up and up and up.
It does. The nice piece, though, is that legislatively, the state of Wyoming reimburses the Johnson County School District for all costs incurred in the normal transportation of students to and from school and sanctioned high school activity events or sanctioned events. So that's the nice piece, is that we are reimbursed from the state. So it does cost us. The fuel prices are up there, but we have efficiencies. We look at when we're doing scheduling and routing to make sure that we're picking up the majority of students that we can with the least amount of miles. But we cannot skimp on that as well, because safety is paramount. So a school bus will be one of the safest vehicles going down the road that the students are in. And it is a little bit pricey, and the maintenance on that is a little bit more than your normal family car. So we do have incur some expenses, but for the most part, the state of Wyoming has been very good about reimbursing us. And so our budget does change and flex a little bit, but it stays pretty much the same dependent upon what our fleet numbers are. And our fleet numbers are capped by the number of students that are enrolled. And until we see a 5% decrease or increase in students enrolled in Johnson County, we have the same number of buses available to us at that time. So we're able to work with our budget from year to year. Doesn't change drastically.
And do you need any new school buses? I mean, I don't know what the lifespan of the mileage span of a school bus is, but I'm aware that you've got some nice new, more sort of travel-type buses.
Yes.
And then you have some of the just old traditional style.
Yes, we do. We do have, so our activity buses are diesel-pushing buses. Some of them do have a nicer cloth seat in them for those longer trips, for those larger students in the high school age groups. We do have buses that are equipped with seat belts now, so we are grandfathering in. All new buses will have seat belts, so all of our route buses have seat belts in them, and the students are, you know, of course, expected to wear those. So that's a nice safety feature that we have. Fortunately, you know, in the past couple of years, we've been able to update our fleet, and we've got some newer buses, and buses do age out over time. But the vast majority of our buses are some of the newer buses, you know, around the state. And we've been fortunate to have that. There was some grant money that came in, and Mr. Zizas, who was here prior to me, was able to secure some of that and able to implement a really nice fleet of buses.
I'm glad you mentioned seatbelts, because it's always seemed strange to me that you can put a bunch of kids in a school bus, and you can send them down the road at 75 miles an hour, and nobody is required or can even wear a seatbelt. So it's good to hear that those are coming on board.
Yeah, the technology has definitely come up with those. Anytime we put students on the bus, it's like putting them in an egg carton. We encapsulate them. If they're sitting forward and sitting down like they're supposed to be, they're in one of the safest capsules. The energy from a collision the students are usually above where that energy is. The bus body is designed to break away from the chassis in a collision and almost act like its own little egg carton for the students. The technology with the seats, so if a student is to be forced into the seat in front of them, they're collapsible. It helps absorb some of that energy and things like that.
Is that the new or the old design?
That is the old design.
Right.
So they
can
had
you
to
retrofit a seatbelt into those?
So we can. It's quite costly. So what we do is we wait until that bus comes up. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have enough of them that the vast majority of our students are in seatbelts each and every day. So we will be grandfathering more in as time comes. There may be one or two buses that don't, but the majority of ours do at this point. And that technology has really come forward to the seat belts and the collapsible seats. They've really, really some advancements. Like I said earlier, it is the safest vehicle for your student to be in to and from school. So, and they've done numerous studies with the National Transportation Safety Board. So we knock on wood, hope we never have to have that situation. But in the event that something does happen, we're hoping that the students will all definitely walk away and everything's going to be just okay.
And thankfully, I think, you know, we don't hear very much about school bus incidents. So the incidences themselves are pretty low.
They are. So most of our incidents are just usually a little fender bender. We may have backed into a pole in the parking lot or things like that. We don't have a lot of major accidents with the school buses, which is very fortunate, and it's also something that we're very proud of with our drivers. So they're able to take care of that vehicle and take care of those kids to and from. And we just, like I said, I hang that all on our drivers, and when we send them out, that wheel is in their hand. It's their decision-making processes and their experiences and their training as well that comes back to you. And we've been able to do some excellent training. We send our drivers to a training in Montana at Lewistown, Montana, called Montana Drive. And it's designed for them to be pushed past their comfort zone. So they learn how to go into a corner too fast in a bus. They have skid tracks. They have lane changes. They have obstructions that fly up. And they keep pushing those drivers until they fail. Because that's when you truly learn, is when you have failed. So we're really proud that we're able to send those drivers up there, and we thank the school district for helping support us with that. And it gives a lot of experience to our drivers in that situation. And then if we ever encounter that in real life, it becomes muscle memory. It's not something that we are, it's a reflex. It's a reaction at that point. We don't have to stop and think about it. So,
although you've managed to put together a good schedule and you've got a good roster for this year, I would imagine you're still always interested to take a call from somebody who might just want to talk about what it is to become a bus driver and how maybe it seems that you are having to, become a master scheduler these days, and those old traditional ways of, morning and afternoon, or maybe Friday, Saturday, activity driving or whatever, they have to be a bit more flexible these days. So maybe there's a place for somebody who doesn't want to do something full-time, commit full-time, but maybe could help you out.
Oh, for sure. We have options in every tier of our driving, whether it's a substitute or maybe a substitute for an activity, whether you want to do a daily route, maybe it's the middle of the day, if you have an opportunity to do a shuttle, things like that. We have tons of opportunities. We are definitely not staffed as of yet. Like I said earlier, we're able to accomplish our routes this year. One of our routes is still needing a assigned driver to it. We're going to accomplish that by using, a plethora of substitutes and activity drivers, but we still have one route that we'd definitely like to get going. And then, of course, that town route piece, too. If we can accomplish that, then we can really help out the people of Johnson County here in Buffalo, especially in getting those kids to and from school that are around the community here in town. I know that it's caused some grief and some heartache for some of the folks because they've had to take their student to an area that has transportation, or maybe grandpa and grandma have had to come get them because they've had to go to work. So we'd like to get back to where we did those town routes as well. Just frankly, we don't have the staff to do that.
How many more bus drivers would you need to get back into town?
If we could pull four more in at this time, that would be wonderful. We'd be able to start those three town routes back up with three of them, and of course that fourth one going on that route that we're going to accomplish with substitutes this year. So we have options for four more route drivers. We could always use some more activity drivers. As I alluded to earlier, sometimes our route drivers have to go drive activities, and we're glad that they have that flexibility. But if we had more activity drivers, that would definitely help us as well. There's just a ton of activities that come in. It changes daily. It's always, and kudos to Ryan Mader and Mr. Glassick, the activity directors for Johnson County Schools, and as well as down in KC. They're always battling getting those things going, and you know the venues change and other
schools. It's like a Rubik's cube of dates and activities and locations. Yes.
Yeah, they make you. It's a ripple effect. Charles Oskey and I were talking about that at a training we had this summer. We often see the splash of the big rock we throw in the pond, but we don't ever notice how far-reaching the ripples are. And sometimes that ripple could be very impactful out on the very far shore, and we don't even notice it. So there's some changes that get made daily, whether it be weather, whether it be venue, whether the other school was unable to get referees, or whether we were able to get referees. So we're always changing things in the middle of the week. And that's another plus and another thing that I really want to say about my activity drivers is they are extremely flexible. They may be going to Cody one afternoon and they've planned, oh, I'm going to go to Cody. I'll be able to see my friend in Cody while the team's playing. And then the next morning I say, hey, they switched up, guys. They're not going to Cody. We're going to go to Spearfish. So they are very flexible, and they grumble for a moment, and then they just pick it up and go on because they understand the end result is the kids. And that's the focus of everything that we do up here, and everything in the Johns County School District is the kids. So that's our driving force and what keeps us going.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Bill, for sharing with us what is going to happen on the school bus routes this coming academic year. May it all hold together for you. And also for just explaining a little bit about buses themselves and routes. Thank you indeed.
Sure, yeah. And if anybody has any questions, they can definitely reach me up here at the bus barn, 684-5276. And any of my staff, or if you happen to see a bus driver, just ask them. They'd love to talk about it because they're super proud of what they do.
So that gives you a great opportunity. What are you sort of basically looking for in a good applicant?
A good applicant will definitely have to have a clean driving record, as well as we do drug testing. And then the applicants that we like them to be able to be trainable and definitely have the ability to foster relationships.
So do they need to have experience of driving a larger vehicle, a CDL license or something?
No, actually we do paid training right here. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that experience, that's something that we can work through right here at the bus barn. We're able to do paid training, and we're able to move up into a CDL. Now, that it is a little bit different. It can be somewhat challenging to move from a smaller vehicle to that larger vehicle, but the majority of my drivers have actually not come from like a trucking industry. They've just been drivers that decided to move up. So the school buses all have automatic transmissions, and it's just like driving your vehicle. It's just a lot larger, and there's a few more distractions with the students. But it's all something that you learn to manage through our training process.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you very much indeed. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And I think you better get back to scheduling.
Of course. Yes, we're going to look at that. And we will have buses on the road next week.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a very successful school year. Thank you.
Thank you.